How is the Holy Spirit calling us to preach and evangelize today? What does that even look like? The bad news is that Christendom, as we defined it, as we knew it, no longer exists. But where is the good news? Well, there's plenty of good news. There's plenty of hope. There is a renewal going on. This should not surprise us because the Holy Spirit does this constantly. It renews the church, God's church. In Vatican II, Vatican II was a very special moment, a very important moment in the history of our church. In there, and it's particularly in two great documents of Vatican II, Lumen Gentium, which focused on who we are as a church, and Gaudium et Spes, which talked about how we, the church, relate to the world. In those two documents especially, but in all of the documents, you can see this renewal happening, this understanding that we are called not just to take care of ourselves or just build only for those who believe, but especially to evangelize, to take the faith outward. Again, that charge from Jesus at the Great Commission before he ascended into heaven. Pope St. John Paul II picked this up, of course, being a father of Vatican II, and he called for a new evangelization in the church. And he said, I don't mean re-evangelization, but new ways, new ardor, new strength, new passion in preaching the gospel. His successor, Pope Emeritus Benedict XVI, said, when we do this, we're not just talking about a certain set of beliefs or a project, but we're preaching a person, Jesus Christ, and we're inviting ourselves and others to know and love the Lord Jesus Christ. That's what evangelization is all about. In our day, Pope Francis has reiterated again and again this call to go outward. He says he wants a church where we are all missionary disciples. We're all evangelists, basically. And that doesn't mean standing on a corner preaching. If that's your charism and your gift, great, go ahead. But he really means just bringing the gospel to people in our own family, in our workplace, in our schools, at the grocery store, as well as, you know, further out, people we don't know, you know, perhaps strangers as well. This is what we need to focus on, I believe, because a lot of people say, well, I'm not that gifted. I can't teach or evangelize in that way. Well, but you can share the good news. You can share your faith with people with whom you live, with people with whom you work. You can and are called to share the faith. So there are many ways to do that. One, go to church. Certainly start by renewing your own faith. So celebrate the sacraments, celebrate reconciliation and the Eucharist and adoration, pray the rosary, pray the devotional prayers that are so good that we have in our rich treasury of prayers. Do that alone, do that with a spouse, do that with children, with people around you. Find others in your church, in your parish perhaps, who are doing the same thing with Bible studies and retreats and other groups, and join with them and learn from them and listen to them and share the faith with them. But don't keep it there among yourselves, among believers. Have a plan. How are you going to take that out to their families, to families who live around us but don't come to our church? How are you going to share the faith? And then maybe there's opportunities when you're traveling or in the grocery store, certainly at work. Again, not to preach at people and tell them what they need to do, but just share your faith. Some people like to wear a cross or have another symbol around them, a religious symbol in their office space, if that's allowed. That's just a little way to show people that you believe in Jesus Christ, you're Catholic, and you want to share the faith with them. We have to think of ways, big ways and small ways, to bring the gospel to all people. The church exists to evangelize. In the next episode, I talk about evangelizing in our local church, our local diocese, and how do the saints and Mary, the Mother of God, help us in this awesome endeavor.